Yeah, so there's really three, again, different energy sources, different technologies, right? Some similarities, but just to take it apart, electricity, solar, right? Solar prices have come down over 99% since solar first came out. Solar across the planet is now the cheapest source of new energy generation compared to anything. It blows out every source. It even blows out existing power plants because prices have come down. Solid-state technology, and now the cost is so tremendously lower that it makes sense almost anywhere you are. Some places still have really cheap electricity. It's hard to get those numbers to work, but almost anywhere you can see solar systems going up, big ones like out in the Midwest and elsewhere, huge solar fields, but then even down to smaller ones, everything from the residents. People have probably seen them on people's homes and then nonprofits including them either on top of the roofs of their buildings or over their parking lots. Or I have one nonprofit that had a shallow field that they had dumped some, when they had cleared out their soccer field, they had this area that they had just dumped everything on. They weren't using it. It was just sitting there. And that 3 acres supplied 100% of their electricity needs with solar. And they did it without laying out a dime by having a third party come in, put up the capital, and they just save money from day one, and that savings is actually paying for an extra teacher for that particular nonprofit. So a lot of ways, solar in particular, worth taking a look at out there. Same with LED lighting. If you haven't done LED lighting, indoor occupancy sensors in your building, you should really take a look at it because the savings are dramatic, very impactful on the electricity side. Now let's get into the heating and cooling side, which is an interesting thing. So, we're all familiar with the air conditioners, right? And air conditioners have gotten much more efficient than they ever were. But an air conditioner is actually a heat pump. And what is a heat pump? Well, a heat pump is an air conditioner. It compresses and expands a gas and then takes heat out of one space and dumps it outside in another space. Our refrigerator and freezers are heat pumps. Similar thing, compression, expansion. Take the heat out of the box, dump it at those little coils out the back. So heat pumps have come a long way. And it used to be that heat pumps were most effective down in the south. And the heat pump is an air conditioner or a refrigerator or a freezer. But the other heat pump that takes it in the air is an air source heat pump, which is an air conditioner that cools your building during the summer. But during the winter, takes heat out of the air, compresses and expands this gas, and then dumps that heat into your building. So it actually heats your building. Used to be that the technology only was good down to freezing or a little bit below. Now the technology with air source heat pumps has gotten so good that even down to minus 15 degrees, you can have an air source heat pump, a cold climate air source heat pump, providing heat either as a basic heat source or as a supplemental heat source down to minus 15 from the air. So that's an air source heat pump.